Harvey. Harvey, Ben, this is no wet dream. I can judge a book by its cover, and you, my friend, are nothing but blank pages. I'm in your head. Ooh, look at me in your head with all this space. And Harvey, I am this close to defeating you. Pew, pew. You know why? Because I am the greatest, and you are nothing but a boil on my bottom. I am about to defeat you. So get ready.
Ah! Oh man, no more burpy blobs bean flavored beans for me before bedtime.
Worst
movies
ever.
If they don't know, they better act like it.
Happy 2024, folks, and welcome to another year here on the Patreon. You may have noticed a few weird things that are happening here on the page, and let's just get this out of the way right off the bat so the weirdness is done. We can move on with our lives, and we can start afresh and anew. Maybe this is like a State of the Union address. Maybe this is housekeeping. Call it whatever you want to call it. But starting in 2024, I wanted to make some decisions for my life and what I was going to be doing for creative endeavors going forward. And I made an executive decision. Now, this episode of Worst Movies Ever is not just going out on the Patreon. This isn't going to be the norm. This is literally the only one that's going to go out into public mass consumption because I have to make an announcement. And I've been kind of like toiling this over for a while, and whether or not I was going to make an official announcement in an episode on Astro Radio Z and on the Astro Radio Z feed or what I was going to do. You guys here at the Patreon already know, but those of you that are listening on the Astro Radio Z feed, this may be news to you, but going forward, Worst Movies Ever is going to be the only podcast that I'm going to record pretty much from now on. What does that mean? Yes, folks, unfortunately, for those of you that are longtime listeners of Astro Radio Z, that era is coming to an end. I know you're going, Derek, you said this before. And you wouldn't be wrong. I know back in, what was it? Was it 2017 or 2018? We did a huge kind of like blowout extravaganza final episode where I brought on all my former guests, my friends, family, girlfriends even, to make this obnoxiously, let's be honest, it was fucking obnoxious episode to announce the end of Astro Radio Z, and then like a year later, I brought it back. This time, the decision wasn't very difficult for me. I know recently I had attempted to, kind of revitalize it and start it anew with Astro Radio Z live episodes. And while I had a lot of fun with those, especially the one that I did with Scott and Dan, I had such a blast on that episode that I'm hoping at some point the three of us could do that again. I don't know how, because honestly, unless it was something new, I'm not going to be recording any more Astro Radio Z episodes. And to get this off of my chest and be done with it and move forward, Astro Radio Z for probably the better part of over 2 years now has been such a low priority to me creatively that I really struggled with it to try and find the urge to continue on. There was a point where, and this might be just me coming from a mental health perspective for myself, or just a frame of mind, or maybe it's just as I'm growing older, I'm changing what my interests are. But there was a point, and I may have made reference to this on the Astro Radio Z feed proper, but I know I've talked about it here on the Patreon, that there was an entire year of episodes of Astro Radio Z that really were re-edited episodes of Patreon episodes that Mark the Movie Man and I had done. Because I just no longer had the urge to record anything. I didn't want to record anything. I have gotten to a point, and this is not being said to put down anybody that continues to make film critique, film criticism, film analysis podcasts. This is just coming from me. I don't see the point in it anymore. Having said that, we're doing worst movies ever, but this is a completely different kind of entity, right? At least the way I perceive it, it's kind of a different kind of thing. It's not necessarily what Astro Radio Z was. There are moments in Astro Radio Z that in the last few episodes, when I did the VHS ones, where I basically stole the formula from Worst Movies Ever, they try and bring it over and like inject some sort of life into myself to make it worthwhile. But over time, my taste for listening to people talk about movies the way that we've been talking about movies has diminished. This last year, my want to watch movies has diminished. My need to be involved in that conversation has diminished. I made a decision that all social media in 2024 for me is dead. So you can't find me on Instagram. You can't find me on Twitter. You can't find me on Facebook. Those are gone. The only places you're going to find me going forward is here on the Patreon, which now, if you're looking for the Astro Radio Z Patreon, it's gone. Now it's patreon.com/worstmoviesever. So if you're looking for that and you're listening to the Astro Radio Z feed for this, you're going to have to look for Worst Movies Ever Patreon. That's where it's going to be, because the only podcast I'm going to produce is Worst Movies Ever, because it's the only one that doesn't make me feel like it's a job. And I don't mean to make it sound like Astro Radio Z was the worst thing ever to make. And I know I've said in the past that it's been a struggle for me to continue on with it. I think I finally came to the realization. I think 2024 for me is going to be a cleaning of the house and cleaning of the mind kind of year, where I'm going to make some hard decisions in my life and move forward with those decisions and see how that treats me from a mental health perspective and a life perspective. As some of you know, last year I made a pretty huge decision. I've been sober now for a year and a half. I don't drink. I don't smoke. Other than caffeine, I don't do any substances. I mean, I'm on, depression meds. But that doesn't mean it's not the same thing. And I feel like I can make those decisions for myself now, where in the past, maybe I've just kind of wanted to people please, and I've continued to do things for other people and not really for myself. And this year, for myself, I'm going to say goodbye to Astro Radio Z. I want to thank all of you out there that have been longstanding fans of the podcast, that have been steadfast listeners and supporters of the podcast. You guys have been legitimately the only reason I've been doing that podcast. The life of it has been tapped out of me for years. And while I still continue to enjoy cult cinema, my love for watching new horror movies is really small. My need to keep up to date with movies, really small. the majority of my mental health time, and that's what, you know, movie viewing time was for a very extended period of my life, like most of my life, now is consumed with gaming, which is why you'll find me over at Twitch under Dr. Danzig. I spend at least a little bit of every day over there to try and it's just a good like reboot for me. I get to hang out with friends and have a lot of laughs and do what like really calms my brain. And that's gaming. But here, this podcast in particular, Worst Movies Ever, has always been extremely fun to me. And I think why this is the only podcast going forward that I want to actively pursue and continue to like produce is because, and you should all know this by now, especially those on the Patreon that have been listening to this podcast now for, this is episode 71. I can't believe we've done 71 episodes of this. You know that I find such like joy in imperfect things as a person, as a creator, as a father, as a human being. I am imperfect. And I feel like imperfect things feel real to me. Everyone's broken. There's nothing is absolute perfection. And the way that we talk about movies in a, like as a culture and pick them apart and have to constantly find reasons to hate things, it like bores me to tears and tunes me out. And the Worst Movies Ever podcast has never been about us coming here, and I know this, I'm a broken record on this, and I've described this and said this so many times in the past, not just on this podcast, but trying to promote this podcast, is that this podcast is not about us finding the worst movies ever and laughing at them and pointing at them and making them as others and denigrating the filmmakers and the actors and those involved in the craft of this. Because we all know that anyone involved in the craft of making any sort of motion picture or television or visual art or art in general, musicians, podcasters even, let's toss that in there, authors, everyone across the board, it's not easy. Not everyone can do it. Those of you that are out there that just think, oh, I could do this, I could do this, then show us. Go do it and put it out there for people and see if you can handle the criticism that comes back at you. See how that makes you feel, even if it's something as stupid and ridiculous as the movie we're going to talk about today, Harvey Pudder. I can't even, trip over my tongue when I try to say this because it's so instinctual that I want to say Harry Potter, but Harvey Pudder and the ridiculous premise, even if it's something as stupid as this movie we're going to talk about today, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into this. A lot of long nights thinking about this movie, visualizing this movie, writing this movie, producing this movie, getting the people together, getting somebody to score this movie, to do the sound on this movie, to edit this movie, to do all the visual effects on this movie. And we're not even talking about the insane cast that's in this thing. This deserves respect. And anything that's a movie outside of the things we have listed as the worst movies ever, and even then, they deserve a modicum of respect. They don't deserve to be treated like we treat people that we judge. I'm so sick of this culture of judgment. Having said that, I'm going to be totally hypocritical and judge this movie tonight. But that's kind of like the catch 22 of doing a movie podcast, because I don't like perpetrating and putting out there negativity. I've said this a lot on Astro Radio Z. I don't like to be a person, at least anymore. I know in the past I've been guilty of that. But anymore, I don't want to be a negative voice in the sea of negativity that is social media, in the sea of negativity that is the podcast realm, especially in film analysis, criticism, discussion podcasts. I'm just another white male voice that nobody needs to listen to. You may disagree with that, and I'd appreciate, and I appreciate you for saying so, but for myself, I like to be true to myself, listen to myself, and do what's right for me. And going forward, we're going to say goodbye to Astro Radio Z. So thank you all for listening to that 16-minute preamble for this episode. But I felt all my listeners out there, and that's why this is going out on the regular Astro Radio Z feed as well, is that all my listeners out there deserve an explanation as to why you're not getting any more episodes, and you're not going to get any more episodes. I'm not going to say that I'll never come back, because you never know. I don't foresee in the next year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, who knows, that I want to do that podcast ever again. But I'm never going to say never for anything. Who knows? It may come back. Don't get your hopes up, though. So let's move on from that. And let's get back to Worst Movies Ever, this podcast that I won't let die. Because I love watching shitty movies. I love them. Even when they're as tedious and hard for me to get through. Like Harvey Putter, the ridiculous premise that subscriber Patrick put upon me. Just, this is Patrick, not to let, you know, pull back the curtain and dox him or anything like this. Patrick is a longtime listener from my YouTube page for Astro Radio Z, who reached out to me when I started doing the live episodes and expressed his love for the podcast, and then wanted to get involved in Worst Movies Ever. So he came over and subscribed on the Patreon and immediately had just like a ton of movies he wanted to put on this thing. Because as a proper Astro Zombie, and like all of us that have sat and like endured this podcast in our lives, loving shitty cult and B-grade films, he has an insane knowledge for this kind of stuff. And man, did he bring it. He brought it. I thought at first when he told me about this movie that this was nothing more than like a fan film. And you know, when you go to watch fan films, you have to kind of put an asterisk next to them, because these are movies, obviously, that can't be for profit. They're like a group of people that are just real big fans and are friends that just on their spare time with little to no money decided to toss together a movie for funsies. I mean, let's be honest, fan films have become like a big calling card recently, probably I'd say in the last 10 years, between like the Star Wars fan community, the horror fan community alone. The ridiculous amount of Friday the 13th fan films that pull in actual actors from the movies has gotten out of hand. Because I would say outside of Never Hike Alone? Is that what it's called? I don't even remember at this point. They all suck. None of them are good. I like those Never Hike Alone movies, though. They're kind of cute. They're kind of fun, even though the Jason, let's be honest about it, is like, I think it's the director, and he just does not have the right body type. The way he moves isn't right. It just looks awkward. But everything else is pretty good. Like, he's a good director. I wish he would stop doing the Friday the 13th fan films and make, like, a movie outside of that. I know it would be easy for somebody to go, I wish he would make real movies. Fan films are real fucking movies. Even though we put an asterisk next to them because it's just like, well, you're just taking somebody else's idea and then just writing your own thing and putting it out there, and you can't sell it. Can't really do much more than say you made a fan film and hope a few people watch it. So I think that's why people generally kind of dismiss fan films, like they're not real movies, even though they had to be produced like real movies. Okay, anyways, I'm going off on a tangent. Harvey Putter, while it may have, I don't know the exact lineage of in history behind Harvey Putter and what it is exactly beyond it's just a Harry Potter parody, but it is such an insanely huge, well thought out, meticulously crafted piece of fan service. And for me, unfortunately, because of this, I think this is just my own kind of personal opinion on this, that it really, to me, only can appeal to hardcore Harry Potter fans, which means that at almost 2 hours long, if you are not like the most dedicated Harry Potter fan, boy, oh boy, are you going to have a tough time with Harvey Putter and the ridiculous premise made in 2010 by Timothy Allen Richardson, who, upon like looking up his IMDb, primarily has just made kind of like parody films. He made a film called The Throbbit. I bet you could figure out what that's parodying. And Volassic Park, about pickles that are dinosaurs. Get it? Get it? Ha ha. Ha ha. So that's what we're kind of dealing with here, is somebody who really just likes very specific parody comedy. And Harvey Putter, which I kind of am hesitating to give a plot synopsis for this thing, because let's be honest, it's just Harry Potter. It's all it is. If you're familiar with Harry Potter, then you know what this is. And I do not need to give you a plot to it. Have you seen Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets? Or the Prisoner of Azkaban? Or the Philosopher's Stone? Then you know what this is. They basically took like the general idea of any of those books and took scenes and just made fun of them and all the characters. On IMDb, the description is celebrity teen wizard. Let me say that again. Celebrity teen wizard Harvey Putter and his friends learn that they are merely characters in a best-selling book and must magically escape their world before the final chapter. You know how we do here. I've already kind of given you my general thoughts on what, you know, Harvey Putter and how it like came across to me. Not particularly my thing. And it took me 4 tries to get through this thing. I had to literally take it in chunks. And obviously, for those of you that are on the Patreon and are used to this, Amy's not on this episode because she bowed the fuck out right away. She fucking threw that towel in with a goddamn quickness. I think we had watched like 10 minutes of this movie and she looked at me and was like, uh-uh. And Patreon subscribers, you're going to have to get used to that. I have a feeling that's going to happen. And going forward, I think the next episode, and I kind of told you this, I believe like last week, that Amy and I had picked out a movie that it's going to be the next one her and I do, in which every once in a while we'll do that. And for those of you out there in Astro Radio Z Land, how this podcast works is that when you're a subscriber to a certain tier of this Patreon, you have the ability to take whatever movies you feel personally are the worst movies you've ever seen and put them on the list for me to watch. And week to week, I have a randomizer wheel that picks one of them, and then we watch that movie and discuss it. And then determine, does it deserve to be on the list of the worst movies ever? And Harvey Potter and the Ridiculous Premise, while I don't like it, does not deserve to be on the list of the worst movies ever. It's not going there. So Patrick, while I believe, I have a feeling, and please in the comments on the Patreon, let me know. I believe you kind of liked this movie. Because I think while we were on Twitch one day and I kind of made reference to, you know, how hard of a time I was having getting through this movie, it kind of seemed like you liked it. And that's partially why I am going to say that this doesn't deserve to be on the list, because I think for a certain subset of viewers, this is going to hit. It's silly. It's way over the top. It's charming in its cheapness and scope. And arguably, for the right taste, is kind of funny. Not for me. But I could see where certain people would enjoy this movie. So I can't say, because we all know at this point, the bar is Nightmare Museum, right? When we think of something that's so devoid of any usefulness or entertainment or purpose for existence, Nightmare Museum is the bar. Hands down, the worst thing I've ever seen. That's when I look at what should be considered on the list of worst movies ever, and you go down my list of the movies that we've actually put on there, they're always movies that I feel are a waste of your time because they're either boring, unfunny. You know, like the worst movies to me are forcefully unfunny comedies. They are the most torturous things to sit through for me. That mileage may vary for all of you out there. But for me, obviously, that is just not a thing. Or just something that you won't remember immediately upon turning it off. You can't say that about this movie at all. So, not going to go on the list of the worst movies ever. I think those of you out there that are into Harry Potter may find a few laughs in this. So let's do what we always do here on Worst Movies Ever and go through what's good, what's bad, and what the fuck about this movie. So, Harvey Potter, let's get into the goods. They really go for it with this movie. From frame one, you can tell that this is a cheapo, digital, low budget, shot on digital film, but it is so well put together and thought out, has decent editing and art direction. The costuming is spot the fuck on. The cast is insanely huge, and the movie is basically nonstop green screen comp effects. There's so many, and particle effects for wizard shit and all sorts of other stuff that for such a low budget thing, it's clear they did not skimp on scope at all. When they said and went out to try and make this Harry Potter parody, they went for it And honestly, for such a low budget thing, I feel they completely succeeded. Like I have a very minuscule knowledge of Harry Potter beyond what, you know, the normie people would have. I've seen like the first two movies. I may have read some of the first book a long time ago, but in general, I'm not a fan. And I don't really know much beyond just like casual knowledge about it. So, I mean, to me, as an outsider, this felt like Harry Potter. So it was entirely successful. There are also some pretty funny ideas in the movie. I'm not saying the movie is actually funny, and that's what we'll get to when we get to the bad section. But there's a lot of kind of like cute and funny ideas, like the warding hat, I believe it's called, where in Harry Potter, they put this hat on the young kids and it sorts them into the houses. It says, well, you're going to be a Hufflepuff or you're going to be Slytherin or you're going to be whatever. I don't remember. Ravenclaw. I know. Is that a thing? I have no fucking idea. Here in this world, it's the pimping hat. And you can just imagine what the voice of the pimping hat is like, which is another thing when we get to the bad. Or actually, what the fuck I think we'll talk about. But that's kind of silly. And there's a thing in this world called an underwear wolf. Let's say that again and think about what I'm saying. An underwear wolf. This is a werewolf. When triggered by the moon, sprouts whitey tidies and runs around and howls at the moon, Harry. I thought that was a pretty cute fucking idea, and I actually laughed at that. There were some silly names, like everyone's got a ridiculous punny name, but there was somebody named Horse Ass Shoehorn. I was like, okay, I can, that's some fucking silly hijinks. I can get down with that. Oh, and the movie ends with an appropriately homegrown, like, four-track punk tune that describes the movie. And you know I like that kind of shit. It literally sounds like old bands that I had been in high school when we had a reel-to-reel and we'd record ourselves. It sounds just as good as that. And it was super-duper charming. Last but not least, at best to me, this movie is cute. At worst to me, and let's get to the bads, this movie's extremely unfunny and tedious. Now, mind you, we had already kind of discussed that the humor in this is going to vary person to person. If you're super into Harry Potter, this may be fucking hilarious to you. To me, past the first 10 minutes, and I think when Amy and I were watching this, the first 10 minutes, we were kind of like, oh, is this going to be good? Because it seemed really kind of silly. And then when the movie started properly and the kids were on like the train to get to, I don't even remember what they call Hogwarts in this thing. It was something silly. It was very apparent that this was going to be an obnoxiously in-your-face movie. And from that point on, it was like a hard wall was ran into. And Amy threw in the towel right away. And my brain actively fought watching this movie from that point forward. The lighting and digital stock makes it look like some really cheap British TV production. So you got to get past that. Even though there's a lot of British accents, I believe this movie was made in Indiana. And I didn't find that out until like the end of the movie. So it's kind of silly. Maybe I'm wrong. But at the end, they thank like the University of Indiana and a bunch of other shit. which I would have never thought because everyone has these really thick British accents throughout the entire thing. But I guess that's Harry Potter, right? After that first scene, which I had my hopes high, the movie just is mostly the most unfunny Harry Potter parody imaginable, as I had said. None of the comedy hits in a way you want it to. It's all super cringy with all the slightly off names. So, I mean, if you can put up with an hour and 45 minutes of that, I guess this won't be as bad as it was for me. The effects, while I said they were really grand and they were trying so much in anything that they had conceived in their mind, they attempted to make happen. And you know out there that listen to this podcast that I really champion that kind of thing, because sometimes you can make something so unique. And a lot of, you know, low budget, no budget filmmakers that aren't necessarily digital craftsmen, that haven't honed that effects work craft, have tried and failed. But when they try and slightly achieve it, sometimes you can make something really unique that nobody's really ever seen. That happens from time to time in this movie, but the seams show. It's so apparent. The vast majority of this was all green screen with still images behind them. But even having said that, we're talking about sometimes they have upwards of like 15 digital assets comped together in a scene. Kudos to you guys. That is really fucking ambitious, but honestly, like the floating candles in the dining room are just a still image badly sitting there while cameras kind of shake. The green screen for the most part is bad because I believe this was made in like 2010. So that kind of stuff for, the shot on DV crowd wasn't all that great. And it's really clearly showcased here. As I had said before, I don't think this movie would really appeal to anyone other than the hardest of hardcore Harry Potter fans. And it feels like something that would play well at a Harry Potter convention and really nowhere else. The jokes are almost entirely dependent on Harry Potter knowledge, as a lot of it is puns based on actual things from the universe. And last but not least, the last bad I have is if this was like 15 to 20 minutes long, I probably would have enjoyed it. But at 20 minutes, I was ready to be done with it. So that kind of, I don't know if we should, and then I know Hillary, subscriber Hillary, you and I have talked about compiling a definitive list as to what, like things that determine whether a movie is really bad to us and what really makes a bad movie. I think once a movie feels too long, that should mean that's where it really should sit. Like the idea has stretched itself, right? So this movie feels like it should only been 20 minutes long. Some movies feel like they should only be an hour long. Some movies should only be about an hour and a half long. I'm a big proponent of movies being just long enough to get what you need out of it and then move the fuck on. They can be whatever the hell. They could be 10 minutes. They could be 20 minutes. They could be 45 minutes. This whole idea in our generation and in the YouTube generation of having to have 90-minute movies should be dissolved. That shouldn't be a thing anymore. We live in a world where media is media, and a lot of media is very short-form content, right? Let's start treating movies the same way. Let's stop needing to make hour-and-a-half to two-hour-long movies when really all you got is like 15 to 20 minutes. I think that, could, from my opinion, that could be said about like 70% of things on Shudder. Just my opinion. Moving on. Let's get to the what the fucks. And I have three. And it goes into this discussion. Why the fuck is this nearly 2 hours long? What the fuck is the point of that? This goes on way too fucking long. And I know I've said this over and over again. There was one scene. This is my second what the fuck. Where Harry Potter, after a game of Quidditch, I don't remember what it was called in this world. Obviously some pun. Where they, I think they were like throwing around waffles. It was fucking stupid. He's in the shower and a ghost pops up while he's taking a shower. And then they have a conversation about, I guess, Harvey Potter at one time fucked a horse and liked it. The entire time I'm like, what the fuck? Where did that come from? And last but not least, my last what the fuck is that, and I kind of made reference to this with the pimping hat, is that there is some low-key racism going on in this movie, kind of just like being used as comedy. And I know for some people that's not a big deal. If it's just, you know, you're just having a funny caricature of somebody, of something or somebody. But I know a lot of people are going to say, well, come on, you could have handled that a little bit better. There is a character called Wing Van Poo, who's the Oriental wizard. And it is so unfunny. So on the nose. Has the typical ding 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 type music around him. So there's that. What the fuck? Like low-hanging fruit type shit. But, you know, it's a parody. So parodies generally kind of play to the lowest common denominator, right? Because they're just trying to trigger thoughts of another thing. So you got to be very on the nose with it all, right? So that's Harvey Potter and the ridiculous premise. While I didn't like it, I could see other people really liking it. But I don't think it really deserves to be on the list of the worst movies ever. So there's that. Thanks for putting it in the list for me to watch, Patrick. Maybe next time you'll find something that really deserves to be on this list. I hope not. But let's go ahead and hit the picker wheel and see what will be on the next episode of Worst Movies Ever. Let's hit it. Oh. Holy shit, guys. How did this happen? I wasn't even aware this was on the list. The 2018 Neil Breen movie, Twisted Pair. You know, the movie where Neil Breen is a superhero who fights against his like evil twin. That's the next episode of Worst Movies Ever after the episode Amy and I picked, which I'll let the cat out of the bag. That episode's going to be about Death Rider in the House of Vampires, which has slowly become Amy's favorite movie of all time. So that's what we're going to be watching next time on Worst Movies Ever. Everybody, thank you so much for continuing to subscribe to this channel and to the Patreon in 2024. Those of you out there, including the Patreon supporters that have been fans of Astro Radio Z, thank you for your support all of these years. Thank you for getting a hold of me. Thank you for the discussions. Thank you for everything. You have all like warmed my heart. You've all brought a lot of yourselves to me with that podcast, and the people that I've met, the people I've talked to, thank you. I like really happy to have done it and have it be a thing. I want to thank my buddy Corey Adler, who way back in the day gave and like and turned the podcast over to me to do. Because without him, honestly, I would have never podcasted. I would have never done anything like this. I would have just stayed in my wheelhouse and sat and continued to make shitty movies, which I'm hoping to get back to soon. And I would have never done podcasting. So, I mean, I got to thank him for that and thank all of you for listening. But it's time to close the door on that and keep the door open for worst movies ever. So those of you out there in Astro Radio Z-Land, I'm going to do a quick shill. If you like this episode and want to hear more, and it's not always just me going off on tangents. Yes, it is kind of a freeform podcast. I don't really edit it. It is what it is. But it is like this at least once a month. Sometimes it's more than once a month. But if you like this and want to be a part of the Patreon and continue to get this podcast for $3 a month, come over to the Patreon at patreon.com/worstmoviesever. I think it's patreon.com/worstmoviesever. And subscribe. And if you want to actually put movies on the list, I think it's the $10 level a month. You can continue to put movies on the list. Do it. Join us. I'd like to hear your voice. I'd like you to be a part of this. But if not, hey, I understand. And thank you for letting me into your lives. And please, all of you out there in Astro Radio Z-Land, take care. Hopefully, I'll see you soon. But you guys here at the Patreon, next month will be Twisted Pair and Death Rider in the House of Vampires. So until then, please take care of yourselves and each other. Love you guys. Later. Worst Movies Ever is executive produced by Vaughn Colmier and Shannon Smith. Produced, written, performed, and edited by Derek Carey.